You love the Lord this morning. I ask you to stand on your feet for the reading of God's Word. Do want to say it's good to be back in Amazing Grace. And we appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning. And I'm glad that God is good.
Oh, yeah.
You better believe it.
He's good in the morning. He's good at noon. And he's good at night.
Right.
He's good in the good times. And he's good in the bad times.
Yeah. Say on, brother.
And he's been good to me.
Yeah.
And he's been good to you.
Right.
The Bible said every good and perfect gift cometh.
Right.
From where?
From
Father above. Thank God for that. Amen.
Yes.
Now I'm glad to be an old time Christian.
Yeah. Right.
I'm glad I know him.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad I met
my
him.
My God.
As a 9-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Lost and on my way to hell.
Go ahead, brother.
Thank God one night the preacher preached.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit came down, convicting my heart. And I came to know him in a free pardon of sin.
Yep.
My life's not been perfect, but he's been there.
Hey.
He's been there in the daylight, and he's been there in the dark.
Oh, yes.
Best scripture ever come across was in the Old Testament. See, I always thought that God was just in the light places.
Go ahead.
The mountaintops.
Yep.
And the good times. But the Bible said that he dwelleth in a thick cloud of darkness.
Right.
It can't get too dark.
Right.
That standing somewhere in the shadows, thank God I can see Jesus. Amen. Are you glad you saved? Well, it's good to be here. I didn't realize that it was a Cupid weekend when I took this appointment. So I hope everybody's not got a hangover. Somebody help me. Or a love spell on you this morning. Amen. We're here to magnify his name and lift him up.
Yeah.
Ruth chapter number 1, if you got your Bibles this morning. We do again appreciate the opportunity to be here. Love this church. Love
yes,
your pastor.
Brother.
And we appreciate God. Ruth chapter number 1. And we'll read a few verses and bring to you the thought that God has put upon our heart this morning. Ruth chapter number 1, the Word of God said this. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, the Bible said that there was a famine in the land.
Right.
And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judea, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons.
Right.
And the Bible said the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of the two sons was Mahlon and Chilion.
Yeah.
Euphrates of Bethlehem, Judea. And they came into the country of Moab, and the Bible said that they continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. And the Bible said they dwelt there, the Bible said, about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then the Bible said she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread.
Yes,
I'll ask
sir.
You, Pastor, this morning, if he would, to ask the blessing on the reading of God's Word.
Proclaims the word of God. I pray God should fill him up with the Holy Ghost. I pray God should make preaching easy for him today. God, I pray that you'd give us ears to hear what the Spirit said to the churches.
Dear gracious God and Heavenly Father, Lord God, once again we come to you this morning, Lord. Help, Father God, that through the power of the blood, and Father, we just want to magnify your name today. And Father God, to lift you up, exalt you, glorify you, and honor you, Lord. And Father, we pray. pray this morning, God, that the sweet Holy Ghost, I thank God, would come down this morning, God, to touch us, Lord. And Father God, to revive us, rejuvenate us. Help us today, God, to look beyond the rim of this life. And Father God, to catch a glimpse of your glory. And Father, we pray, God, that you'd bless your people one more time. Save that one, God, that's near his tail. And Father, we pray, God, that you'd encourage the believer. Thank God, edify the church. Help us today, God, to magnify you and lift you up. Father God, to glorify you and honor you. Thank God that you're in your sweet, precious, and holy name I pray. Amen and amen. You be seated this morning. I appreciate your reverence today. I thank God for that of the reading of God's word. And I'm interested this morning in verse number 6. Where the word of God said that the Lord, I thank God, had visited, I thank God, his people. Amen. And glory to God, he didn't come to entertain. Glory to God, he didn't come to give them a pat on the back. But thank God, he came and he brought the bread with him. Amen. How might I say this morning, thank God, it was not stale bread. But glory to God, it was fresh from the throne room of heaven. Amen. And I'm interested in that little word, visited. Amen. And if I had a thought this morning, it would be on this. On when God shows up. On when God shows up. Amen. That little word visited means this. It means to pay a call on as an act of friendship. Amen. It means to reside with. Glory to God, or to go with. It means this. It means to stay at a place for a particular reason. Amen. It means to go or come officially to inspect or oversee. Amen. Glory to God, it means this. It means when they come that they're there to leave the presence of themselves or somebody else. Amen. Ain't that amazing this morning? Might I say this, glory to God, I've never read where a committee got together and said we need to invite God. I've never read where he got a postcard. I've never read, glory to God, where it was supervised. But I'll say this, it was an unexpected, unsupervised visit, glory to God, from God Almighty. Amen. I like it when God shows up unexpectedly, unsupervised. Amen. That means nobody has control. That God just shows up and has his way and his will. Amen. The first time in the Word of God that we find where God visited somebody, thank God, was in Genesis 21, when he showed up. Might I say this? Every time God shows up, he always leaves something behind. Amen. He showed up, glory to God, to a little lady by the name of Sarah. And when he left a baby, glory to God, by the name of Isaac. Amen. You remember Genesis chapter number 50? Joseph made this statement. He said, don't leave my bones down in Egypt. You know why he said that? He said, because God is about to visit the land of Egypt. And when God showed up in Egypt, he left a baby behind by the name of Moses. Somebody help me, amen. Over 2,000 years ago, God showed up unexpectedly, unsupervised. And thank God, he left a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes in a manger in Bethlehem, glory to God. Amen.
Yeah, preacher.
He always leaves something behind. There in that upper room, God showed up. Amen. and visited his people. Somebody said, what did he leave behind? He left the Holy Ghost behind. Amen. Hey, glory to God. They got on fire. They got lit up. Hey, they was changed that day when God visited them in the upper room. They had something living on the inside that the devil couldn't touch and the world couldn't take it away. God put a shout in them and a song in their heart, and thank God they was full of the Holy Ghost. Yes, amen. You know it.
Right.
When God shows up.
Yes,
amen.
Right. Yep.
You can just feel it.
Right.
Amen. I like it when God shows up.
Yes.
Amen. And we have this little lady by the name of Naomi. And the Bible said that she left Bethlehem, Judea, which is a type of the church. And the Bible says she went down to Moab, which is a type of the world. She left the church and she went back to the world. That's bad business. Amen.
Right.
Anytime you leave God's house and you head towards the world, that's bad business.
Yes, sir.
Your business ain't picking up. It's a going down.
Right.
Amen. And it costed her everything that she ever lived for.
Right.
Somebody help me.
Yep.
Why did she leave? Well, the only thing I know is the Bible says, somebody better help me, that there was a famine in the land.
Right, preacher. Yes, sir.
Look up here.
Yeah. Yep.
It was dry.
Yes.
There was no bread.
Right.
And there was no water.
Right.
Yeah.
God help the day that we can't come to God's house and be full of bread, full of the water, and full of God's word.
Right.
Somebody help me.
Right.
I say the church dried up.
Yep, right.
Amen.
Right.
They wasn't no longer preaching down at the local church.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody was shouting anymore down there in Bethlehem, Judea. Hey, the word had dried up and the shout had dried up. There was no tears on the altar. They had removed the altar. Somebody help me.
That's the truth.
They removed the altar and removed the word of God and removed their shout and removed their tears and removed their song. And the Bible said there was a famine in the land.
Right. Yep. That's right.
And I ain't saying it was right they left, but there must not have been nothing there for them to stay.
Uh-oh.
Somebody help me. Somebody said it'll never happen here. Better watch what you say. Better watch what you say.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to mind the Lord, preacher. Some of you been sitting in the same pew for a long time, and you lost your shout, and you lost your song, and you lost your tears, and you lost your testimony, and it takes a lot to move you today. And you know that's the most contagious thing in the world. Amen. You sit there like a knot on the log, and before you know it, the whole pew sitting there like a knot on the log.
Yeah.
And before you know it, the whole church is sitting there like a knot on the log. Somebody help me. Hey, you'll dry up on God. Hey, the only thing going to reach our children is the Holy Ghost and the power of God and the preaching of His word, glory to God. I got under conviction as a 7-year-old boy in Sheila, your daddy's house.
Right.
7-year-old.
Yeah.
And used to, when you went and visited folks, you had prayer before you left.
Right.
Somebody help this preacher.
Yeah,
every time we start leaving, Brother Don said, we need to go to the living room and pray.
Yeah.
And I said, dear Lord, not again.
Yeah.
And I'm crawled up in the corner of that living room on my knees, and that old man of God began to pray. And I'm sitting over there in the Holy Ghost getting all over me, glory to God. No, Brother Don just kept praying, praying about heaven, and praying about hell, and praying about the cross. And the Spirit of God came down and convicted my soul. We went over there for the next 2 years, and I dreaded prayer time. That old man to pray. And I'd sit over in the corner of that living room. I'd pray, God, you won't have to save me. I don't want to die and go to hell. And I'd go to church, and my great-grandma, Ave Oblaylock, they'd sing one song of Amazing Grace. And she'd go to shouting. I never heard a word the preacher said that morning. I don't remember the singing, but I remember my grandma Ave Oblaylock lifting her little hands and shouting towards heaven, and the Spirit of God getting on me and convicting me. I was lost. I'm telling you what, you better not dry up on God this morning. All these young people that was up here singing this morning, they need to see mom and daddy shout every now and then. Come altar call time. They need to see mama come crying, pouring her heart out to God. Hey, they need to see grandma and grandpa shouting and praying and giving God praise. How long has it been since you just stood up and shouted? Somebody said, I can't do it. I'm going to show you how easy it is.
Yeah.
Woo! Glory to God. Let me do that again. Woo! Glory to God. It's just that easy. If you're going to shout for the devil and the world, you might as well shout for God. It's something worth us shouting about. Glory to God. Some of you acting like you don't never get unemotional.
Go ahead, brother.
Some of you acting dignified.
They ain't really.
I've seen your crowd at the ball game.
Yes.
I've seen your crowd watch them romances on TV break your heart and you start crying like a baby.
Go ahead.
Cry when you watch where the red fern grows. But you won't cry in the house of God. I say shame on you this morning. You just ain't got your priorities straight. It's easy. It's as easy as this. You realize where God brought you from. And that you're hell proof. And God's got a hedge about you. And you're covered in the blood. And there ain't nothing the devil and the world can do about it, glory to God. You ever realize you ain't going to die and go to hell and make you shout? Hallelujah. Ain't none of you look famished. Somebody help us, preacher. Somebody said we need something new. You don't need nothing new. Back there in them big cities, they're coming up new stuff. They removed the altar. And they brought in the entertainment. Amen. They removed the old preacher man. And they brought it in an educated fool. Somebody help me. Hey, got more doctors around his neck than I can even count. Hallelujah. I've got a 12th grade education. That's as far as it goes. But I'll tell you one thing, brother. When I pillow my head at night, I've got the peace of God that passes all understanding this morning. I know what it's like to shout, glory to God. I know what it's like to cry. I know what it's like to feel His presence, glory to God.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Naomi left. Look up here. Somebody said, well, it's the preacher's fault. It ain't the preacher's fault. Somebody said, it's the choir director's fault. It ain't the choir director's fault. Somebody said, them deacons up there, I just don't like them. It ain't the deacon's fault. Somebody said, well, I didn't get invited. Big deal. Get over it.
Amen.
Somebody help this preacher.
Yes,
I'm going to come back here and preach. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody said, I didn't get invited. Get over it.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I ain't in that clique. Thank God you ain't. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Somebody say amen to me. I didn't go to church to get in a clique. I go to church to feel His presence and the power of an almighty God. Glory to God. It's your fault. If you sat there and you let the service pass you by. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen to me.
That's right.
Yep. Some of you still looking at me funny. He only has me over here about once a year. So I'm going to get it in while I'm here. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I'll sit in the back where I can't be seen. I see you. God sees you. Hallelujah. Bible said to encourage yourself, not in the preacher, not in the song choir director, not in the deacon, but encourage yourself in the Lord God Almighty. And the Bible said everything that got breath, how to praise you, the Lord. Are you living? Are you breathing? Has God been good to you? That's reason enough how to give God praise this morning. Amen? So instead of leaving like Naomi did, why don't you stand up in the back and let out a big hallelujah? When it's dead quiet, that's a good time to shout. When there ain't nobody amen in the preacher, that's a good time to stand up in the back and say, preach on, preacher!
Yes.
Hallelujah! After he's preached an hour and a half, stand up and say, preach another hour, brother! That's food for my soul! Hallelujah! Glory to God Almighty this morning! Amen! But Naomi left. She blamed it on the preacher. She blamed it on God, blamed it on the song leader, blamed it on the deacon, blamed it on everybody around her. And she thought, well, I'll just go back down to Moab.
Uh-oh.
And look up here, it costed her everything. Mama, you think it might be affecting you now? You walk out on God, it'll not only affect your children, but your grandchildren. And your great-grandchildren. Daddy, you think it's affecting you now? You walk out on God, it not only will affect you, it'll affect your wife and your children and everybody around you. There's consequences for walking out on God. And it costed her children. And it costed her husband.
Yep, buddy.
Somebody help this preacher. I'd hate to know I had to go down to the graveyard and bury one of my kids because I knew I stepped out on God. I'd hate to see one of my children suffer. I'd hate to see one of my children suffer because Daddy got out of line with God and messed up. Somebody better help this preacher this morning. Amen. It costed her everything. And there she was, destitute and naked, lost all of her blessings, alienated from Bethlehem, Judea, and felt like God was a million miles away.
Yeah.
But I like old Paul Harvey.
Yeah.
I love it when he always say, that ain't, what was it he said?
The rest of the story.
Rest of the story.
Yes.
I've been preaching doom and gloom all morning. I'm going to preach you some honey stuff now.
Amen.
Ain't that amazing how God can just tire you down, strip you of everything, and then all of a sudden just build you right back up? Somebody help this preacher. Here's the rest of the story. She's down there in Moab by choice. Lost everything she ever worked for. Lost her family. It's her fault and everybody knows it. Somebody help this preacher. Nothing to hide from God. Nothing to hide from the church. And there she is. And all of a sudden, somebody was walking down the street one day and said, man, have you heard what's going on over there at Amazing Grace? That brother Kevin, full of the Holy Ghost,
God help us,
preaching the power of God down. It ain't like it used to be. Somebody, thank God. I don't know what it used to be like. I'm not shedding light. If it was bad, that's not my fault. You take that up with God.
Here,
hallelujah. Amen. But she heard by a stranger in the street that God had what? Visited his people again in Bethlehem, Judea. And she had heard that he brought the bread with him. Ain't nothing like God's bread. It's better than granny's bread. It's better than my bread, better than your bread. Hallelujah. Bible said never a man speak like this man. And when you get on God's bread, it'll last you 40 days and 40 nights. Glory to God Almighty. She had heard. Let me say this. When God shows up, there'll be a tendency to want to forgive somebody.
That's right. Yes.
She said, I'm going back. If it her lips, the devil.
Go ahead, brother.
Even if they don't accept me, I'm going back.
Right.
She wasn't going back for the people. Or the preacher or the song leader.
Yes.
She was going back for the bread. Some good. It just hit me. That's the only reason she went back. It wasn't to get reacquainted. She wanted to go back and give her another bite of the bread. Glory to God. Have you ever tasted of heavenly manna? Some of you acting like you ain't never ate it.
Right.
Who's ever ate God's bread?
Yes, sir.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
Once you've tasted of that, nothing else satisfies.
Right.
Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Once you get on the sincere milk and meat of the Word of God, there's nothing else that'll satisfy the longing in your soul. Here she is. She's going back. And she's bringing somebody with her. Could you imagine their conversation, Mama, going back to Bethlehem, Judea? No wonder that she said, I want to know your God. I want to know your people. I want to know your land. I want to taste your bread. Somebody help me. Naomi probably said many a days and said, well, you just ain't going to believe what it was like. We'd be there and walk in with nothing, walk out with everything.
Yeah, brother. That's what it's like.
There was times I went, the world had me beat down. And it was so dark, I never thought I'd see another day. But I just knew if I could get there, that the Spirit of God would come down. And God reach out of heaven and reach down in the depths of my soul and clear off an acre of ground, glory to God, and fill me up. I'd leave that place full of the Holy Ghost. Somebody better help me. Full of the Holy Ghost and the power of an almighty God. I still believe in that.
Yeah, me too.
Who knows old preacher, Brother Tony Durham? Who remembers him?
Yeah.
He said when he was a preaching that he could whip a line.
Yeah.
He could lick a line. But he said when he got done preaching, got out in the world, he couldn't even lick a lollipop. Somebody help me. So you have to watch us preachers sometime when we're preaching. We get so full.
Right.
I mean, I believe I could do about anything right now.
Yeah, brother.
Maybe. I'm a feeling it this morning. I hope I feel this good in the morning. Some of y'all need to maybe call and check on me in the morning. Make sure I still got the shout I've got right now. Somebody help this preacher. Amen.
Yeah.
But I know this much. I've been in enough old-fashioned meetings, glory to God, and felt the presence of God, felt His touch. God come down, fill me up. It might last 3 days or 4 days or 5 days or 6 days, but boy, was I glad I got it. Amen. But you know what the best thing is? I can go back and get another dose. Hey! It never runs out. It's never ending. Glory to God. It supplies forever and ever and ever and ever. Glory to God. There she is. She's walking up to the church steps.
Yeah. Yeah.
There comes that Baptist crowd. I'm glad they ain't like the average Baptist crowd.
Right. Yeah, brother.
Some of them would have said, well, there she is. Thank God I never read anywhere where anybody said, there she is.
Go ahead, brother.
She stood before that crowd that day and she said, hey! Said, I left out full. I've come home empty.
Right.
I left out with all of God's blessings, and now I ain't got none. She said, don't call me Naomi, which means beautiful. But she said, call me Mara, which means bitter. And some of you Bible scholars help this preacher.
Right.
Have you ever read anywhere in the Word of God where anybody ever called her Mara? Somebody help me.
No, she called herself that, brother.
She called herself that.
Right.
But I never read where the church ever called her Mara. I never read where God ever called her Mara. Thank God Almighty. They said if God forgives you, we can forgive you. There comes that old sainted mother coming off the porch, glory to God, and they wrap her up in her hands and her arms and they begin to love on her, glory to God.
Hey,
amen. Yeah. Just wrapped her up and said, hey, we're just so glad that you're back.
Amen. That's right.
Nobody questioned her about her past.
Nope.
Nobody brought anything up.
Right.
Nobody pointing no fingers. Everybody just loving on her.
Right.
I love a loving church.
Yeah, me too.
Amen.
When God shows up, honey, you can't hold a burden. You can't hold a grudge. Hey, look up here. That person done you wrong 10 years. Some of you feeling it right now. God's knocking on your heart. Some of you been carrying a grudge for a long time.
Go ahead, brother.
God's telling you He ain't never going to bless you till you get it off your back and get it off your heart and give it to God and say, God, I'm going to find that person today. If I got to write them a letter, call them up, or drive 100 miles, I'm going to go and I'm going to forgive them.
Go ahead, brother.
Hallelujah. Look, Pepper, when you forgive somebody, it's I can't explain it. It's like something lifting off you.
Yep.
It's a miracle. I mean, why carry that weight around?
Right.
Amen. But when God shows up, you're going to forgive somebody.
Yeah.
Not only will you forgive somebody, but in chapter 2, you'll have a desire to be fed.
Right.
The Bible said Ruth was out in the field. It was hot and she was wore out, burdened.
Yeah.
And she toiled all day, Brother Benny, just to get a handful of purpose. Because she knew what was in that handful. Somebody help me. Amen. She wanted what was real. She wanted the good stuff. Verse 6, the Bible said that God visited them and given them bread. He wasn't there to entertain them. Look up here. Entertainment won't get you nothing. I know we got to have singing, good Holy Ghost filled singing.
Oh, yes.
Like these kids singing up here. I thought the rapture was about to take place.
Yeah, brother, go ahead.
And sometimes that's all we have is singing. That's fine. Yeah. God knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something this morning. Singing does not replace preaching.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Somebody said we need something new for the children. Something new for the children. You don't need nothing new for the children.
Amen.
Just your pastor preaching to them.
Right.
I go to some churches and, I mean, it comes preaching time and it looks like half the congregation leaves.
Uh-oh.
And they're gathering up all the kids and they're taking them back out to a Sunday school room and putting a box of crayons in their hands and a 99-cent coloring book.
Yeah.
God help us.
Yeah, God help us.
While I'm on the subject, can I say something? Lord, help me. And then we give them a red Solo cup. Somebody help me. And tell them we're going to collect pennies for God. Somebody help me. If you do that here, that's okay. Don't hold this against me, but I don't like it. A red Solo cup ain't got no business being in the house of God.
Go ahead.
Nor a bunch of old rusty pennies. God's bigger than that. You got to go get you a gold coffin and pass it around and everybody put $100 bills in it. Somebody help me. Somebody help me, Mama. Somebody help me, Daddy. Amen. Reach in your pocket and give them some change. Say, here, we'll put this in the Sunday school offering. Oh, it's getting quiet in here. Send them out on Saturday night and give them a $50 bill and tell them to have a good time. Hey! 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 Take them to the local theater and spend $100 and have a good time and give them a dollar to put in the church house on Sunday morning. I'll say, God, help us. Amen. We wonder why the children catch a fever on Saturday night and they catch a cold on Sunday morning. Somebody help this preacher. Amen. That won't cost you a dime. Amen. Hallelujah. Surprise your old child. Give them $100 bill next Sunday morning. Your offering's about to pick up. Give them $100 bill next Sunday morning. Some of you looking at me funny. Let me come back here and say to this crowd in the back, give them $100 bill next Sunday and say, hey, this is for God's work. Let them know that you're invested a little bit more than a pocket full of change. Somebody help this preacher.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Good preacher. Yes, sir.
I've done forgot what point I'm on. I was preaching on getting fed. Maybe you'll get fed if you put a $100 bill in. I've learned the more I give, the more I get. Hallelujah. Hey, you ought to hurt. You ought to give till it hurts.
Yeah.
You ain't giving till it hurts. Some of you still looking at me funny. Lord, help me this morning. I'm hung up right here. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Hey, give till it hurts. Amen. Get fed from the word of God. See, when God shows up, you're going to get fed. Chapter 3, I'm moving on. Got two more points. Everybody okay? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! There'll be forgiveness and you'll want to get fed.
Right.
What Naomi tell Ruth to do after she come back from that pit, said, I want you to get yourself cleaned up. Hallelujah! Put on the best clothes you got.
Right.
Mm.
Yep.
Put on some of that good perfume. Want it smell good. And said, I want you to go in there where Boaz is at.
Yes, sir.
Somebody help this preacher.
Yeah.
I know they wasn't Baptist because she told her not to say a word.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Said, I want you to go in there and keep your mouth shut. Hallelujah. Said, get at the feet of Boaz and don't say a word. Just lay there at his feet. Somebody help this preacher. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Just get up there and get at his feet. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And just stay there, Benny. Don't say a word. Hey, don't open your mouth. Huh? Don't move. Glory to God. Just stay put at the feet of Boaz.
Yes.
And don't do a thing till you feel his touch.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah.
Somebody better help us, preacher.
Yeah, go ahead,
we'll be here another 2 hours if you don't help me.
Good preaching.
Huh? You remember Martha that's cumbered about many things, and she got up in the face of Jesus? And she's quoting scriptures to the man that wrote the scriptures? You ever seen Baptists like that? I've seen them old men of God pray and they'll quote more scriptures to God. And he's the one that wrote them. He don't need reminded. Some of you looking at me funny. Martha's up in his face. Complaining and cumbered about many things. She's wanting the church to see how much work she's been doing. Amen. But there comes Mary. Where do you find Mary at? Somebody help this preacher. I'm not the smartest preacher in the world. But everywhere I ever read, whether it's at the tomb or the table, I find her at his feet. Hallelujah. That's a good place to be, Sheila. Thank God at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. It do us all good this morning. Hey, to lay aside this world and keep our mouth shut and get at the feet of Jesus until he touches us. Glory to God. Somebody help me. Some of you spend 5 minutes complaining and begging God to do something. And if he don't touch you, you're up and you're gone again. Somebody help this preacher. But when you come humble and you get at the feet of Jesus and you just stay there till you feel his touch. There's been times I had no word. I had no thoughts. I had no song and I had no preach. All I could do was fall on my knees and cry like a big baby. Ain't that what Mary was doing? She was crying and got the Lord to cry.
Lord help us.
Bible said he wept, didn't he? Can you imagine that tear coming from the cheek of Jesus, striking Mary on the cheek, and that tear got to mingling with Mary's tears?
What about that?
Let me tell you something. When your tears and God's tears
get together,
there's a chemistry that takes place and business picks up.
Right.
You ain't got to say a word.
Right.
You ain't got to try. Hey, look up here. The last thing God needs is for you to try to explain something to him.
Yeah.
You not even got to tell on people.
Right.
He done knows it.
He already knows.
God looks upon the heart of man. He knows your heart. He knows their heart. He knows everything.
Right.
He just wants to see how sincere you are. Amen. Let's get at his feet this morning. I'll say this in closing. I think it's in chapter 4 maybe. Glory to God. When God passes by, somebody's going to get added to the family.
Yeah, guarantee it.
Amen?
Guarantee it.
And I'll say this much this morning. And I hope you get this. If you don't get anything else to say, you'll not learn to forgive until you get fed. And you'll never get fed until you get at his feet. Does that make sense to you this morning? As you're standing to your feet, do you love the Lord? Are you glad you saved this morning? Thank God when God shows up, business picks up. I'm going to open the altar this morning. Some are already coming to pray. Maybe somebody get on the piano, play softly this morning. Whatever God's put on your heart.